because we've been hunting for the perfect app, the best apps. And I cheated a little bit on this one. Mine is not an app. But
what
is it? It's a companion to an app. We talked about Snapchat.
An appanion, if you will.
An appanion. Yes. Yeah. So did you just make that word up?
I like that.
Okay. So it's hard for me to see my phone with this, but
they don't really. Duck hunters don't do a lot of tweeting.
Okay. So you know how Oh, yeah. I probably should definitely snap this moment, don't you think?
Yeah, that's a Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. I'm snapping my chats. All right. So. I'm going to add that to my story, of course.
Oh, for sure, add that to your story.
Snapping.
Baffling. Baffling.
We be snapping.
Don't go into a bank wearing that, I'm just saying.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll send that to you. I'll send that to my daughter and add it to my story, and we're done. So, as we talked about, as anyone who's used Snapchat knows.
Mommy, why'd you send me that scary picture?
You know what? As long as I'm here, I should definitely try to figure out if the lenses work with this mask on. It'll just be confused. The lenses are, you know, when you press on the screen.
Oh, I don't know.
It doesn't recognize
it's
a face.
It says, what are you?
Anyway.
You're just a camo blob.
Okay, so your snaps disappear. Your story disappears.
Yeah, I hate that. That's why I don't use Snapchat.
But I've been thinking about this a lot, and it's really interesting because the kids these days, they love that. They don't feel like they need to save all the things.
Yeah.
Do you remember when our parents and grandparents would take the bread when you go out to a restaurant? Like, they put all the bread in their pocket, like the free bread?
Yeah,
because they lived through
the Depression, right?
Right,
yeah.
I think we grew up in the cloud storage depression.
We didn't have it.
We didn't have it. And now that
and
we have it,
happy.
We want to hoard it.
Oh.
We want to keep it all.
But they act as if, hey, no problem, man.
Right.
There's storage everywhere, man.
Yeah, exactly. We're like taking the free bread from the restaurant. We're like, yes, upload all my photos to Google Photos because it's free. Yes, Amazon. Yes,
wow,
Flickr.
This is a good theory.
It's my theory. I've been thinking about it all weekend. And it helps when I'm wearing this mask.
So I could stop putting storage in my purse?
Well, I think, stop putting storage in your purse at restaurants.
Okay.
So that's why they don't care about Snapchat. But now that the adults are on Snapchat, what is that?
Well, it's just rubbing against your mic there.
Okay.
I don't know what we can do about it.
Here, I'll tuck it in.
Put it in your mouth.
I don't know where it's been. So
well, it's
there
been
we
on
go.
My head because I like to take this duck hunting.
Yeah, okay, that's better.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that doesn't look at all weird.
Now that we who've lived through the Depression,
it's not
era
somebody saying,
storage.
"Oh, your parents used to steal bread." It's not stealing. Put it on the table for you to eat.
Right, it's not stealing.
It's
you're
just
right.
keeping
it's
it for later.
It home and putting it in their. My parents didn't do that. My grandparents.
Yeah, it's Depression
era. Totally.
Yeah.
Don't
waste any food.
But now that adults are going on Snapchat,
don't waste any storage.
They've figured out a way. So now there's a site called Snap Memories that will email you your Snap stories every month. They're keeping them.
What?
And they'll email them.
Oh,
them to you.
Now I'm going to use it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
so
I'm
have
a data
record.
Hoarder.
Yes, exactly.
What's it called?
Snap Memories.
So it just
sign up.
It follows you on Snapchat and saves everything?
You have to make your story public so that everyone can see your story.
Well,
so,
that's the point of stories.
Right, exactly. But not for kids. I mean, sometimes people don't want their kids to have everyone being able to see their story. But yeah, you can have it emailing.
And then what happens? It just emails it to you,
and
so you could then
at
post it.
Yeah, and
or I could put it in my day one.
You could.
I have a new way to journal.
Right, because you can always save your snaps yourself, but it's like an extra step of like.
Can you
I
save a story?
Save
no, you have to save each individual thing in the story. What you want is the whole story.
The story.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to start using Snapchat.
Okay. The other thing, my 12-year-old also she got around this. I guess she's maybe a little bit of a hoarder too. She has a separate Snapchat account. And she sends everything to that account also. And if you don't look at a snap,
it's there.
It's there. So that's her way of journaling.
But
so
she can never look at it.
She at the end of the year, she plans to look at all of it and see everything.
What a
she
good
went
idea!
I don't know if she made it up or got that up on
That's
Instagram
a great
anything,
idea. But she probably saw it on Pinterest.
Right.
A lot of people use that site now. I hear.
So Snap Memories, you go there, and it will email you your snap, so you can remember all.
Oh, look,
the
somebody left their bread. Let me get my purse.
Things that you've snapped.
What?